5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Lights, camera, action. Welcome to the Month of Movies podcast for the month of January 2016.
Yeah, this is year 3.
Is it?
This is our third year.
Fuck, man.
Third January,
and it's winter, so you know what that means. Stay inside and watch movies.
Yeah.
This year, I compiled a list of scary movies to watch. And, yeah. I don't know how to say that, because I'm like, I don't want to say the scariest movies, but without these. So I'll just say a list of scary movies.
Yeah, because you basically compiled a bunch of movies
into a list,
and then got rid of ones you've seen.
And then also ones, yeah.
So I have a
list of scary movies to watch this year.
Yeah, a list of scary movies that you must see, that you haven't seen.
That I haven't seen.
Well, some of them you have.
Some I have seen.
Because it's just been a long time.
Yeah.
So he just compiled a list of scariest movies. Some of the scariest movies.
Some of the scariest movies.
And he did like 50 some of them.
60!
60 of them. Because there's 60 weeks in a year.
But I'm fucking chugging along though, so.
Yeah. I am going through more of my box sets like last year, except this time I'm going through all my horror movies. That, I don't know how to explain this. I found a whole bunch of collections, like, really cheap in bargain bins and stuff that come with like 5 hours of horror movies, 13 hours of horror movies, and like 20 films on one disc.
On one disc?
No, there's multiple discs in there. But it's a whole bunch of collections of horror movies that I'm trying to get through because I bought them and I haven't watched most of them. So.
They may not be good, they may not be bad.
Yeah, some of them I know are pretty famous and some of them are not.
They're taking up space in some archive somewhere.
Yeah, basically they bundle them all together and people are like, oh, I want to get this movie, and then they get all these extra movies with it because they were cheap.
That's how most collections are though. But. And then any other movie we watched during the month.
This is a long intro.
Yeah.
But also, since Scott's going through some of the horror movies, I'm watching some of them because I also want to see them, but it's not my goal.
Oh, that's why you have so many movies. Duh, because you watch movies with me, sort of.
Yeah, because you're like, I watched these this month, and I'm like, I want to see those.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about them.
That's true. So,
what do you mean I have so many? I only watched 9 movies.
I know, but if you were saying earlier, like, I'd hardly watched anything, I'm like, So...
Well, I'm like 1 week behind on my goal already.
I'm way ahead. I've watched 9 movies this month. So
they were only on your list.
Almost. The first movie I watched was Reanimator, which was a H.P. Lovecraft story. And the movie, it was a pretty decent movie. Very, very low budget. Very low budget. It's about a guy who is going to med school and he needs a roommate, so he brings in this guy who is really creepy and knows a lot about the dead, and you find out eventually that he's trying to create a serum to reanimate the dead, but then it gets into this whole fiasco because the main character's girlfriend, her dad is like the dean at the college and stuff like that, and the guy who has a serum and stuff like that, he's causing lots of problems, so they're getting threatened to get kicked out and all this crazy shit. And then, like, that movie progresses so wide and so fast that I don't want to get too into it because, like, by the time, like, oh, this is what the plot is, it's like, holy shit, that happened? And then, like, more and more stuff happened. Like, just, you know, I didn't expect it to be... I don't know, what's the word I'm trying to... I wasn't expecting it to flow as fast as it did, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I saw this movie many years ago, so I don't remember how long ago it was, but I saw it, and I thought it was way better than I thought it was going to be.
Did I lose everything? I put the computer on my phone and list.
Uh-oh. Loud noises.
There we go.
But yeah, I saw that movie.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty good.
I was just making sure because I didn't know if there was multiple ones.
There are multiple ones because there's like Beyond Reanimator, Bride of the Reanimator, and stuff like that.
But this is the one I saw.
Yeah, this is the first one. Because, yeah, you find out that he creates a serum that brings, like, the first initial appearance of it is he uses it to bring back the main character's cat who died. And then it's like, oh, but the cat's not normal, because it's, to tell you the truth, this movie paralleled so close to Pet Sematary with me. Like, honestly, what's the first thing that dies and comes back? The fucking cat, you know? And it's, and then it just acts weird and just harms people. And then, like, if you saw Pet Sematary, the ending of Pet Sematary is almost exactly like the ending to Reanimator. So I'm not sure. I'll have to read the story. Because, I mean, I have it, but I just haven't read it, so, you know. But I thought it was pretty entertaining. I gave it a 7.5.
Yeah, that was a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
I think I would have gave it, well, I would have gave it a 7, but I haven't seen it in, like, over 10 years. Yeah. So.
Oh, also, I was talking to a listener, and I guess one of the issues we had, we weren't pointing out well enough that which ones were on our list and which ones weren't. Because they're talking about how that movie was pretty good. I'm like, yeah, it wasn't on my bad movie list. Oh, I'm like, it was just one we watched, you know. So
this is going to be weird because it doesn't matter if it's on my list or not because they're all horror movies.
Yeah, so Reanimator was on my list of scary movies.
And I watched Werewolf in a Girl's Dormitory, which is in my box set, which is very weird. It was funny because last year I watched the original Werewolf movie.
Oh, this is the sequel?
No, but it's very similar to the type of movie, except the people are not as interesting. Or,
oh, Jesus.
They're still creepy, but they're not as creepy as, hey, I saw you wore that necklace.
Oh, so it's a guy staring into a girl's dormitory?
Kind of, but not really, because it's they're like professors and stuff.
Oh, kinky.
Yeah. So, oh my god, I'm like, the horrible thing about this is that so many of these movies are similar to each other.
Yeah.
And I just almost started confusing this with another movie with the dormitory. But,
excuse me, cat, the notes.
So I wrote down, it's like the norm, it's like the original classic, but not as good. The whole time they're trying to, you know, you're trying to figure out who is the werewolf.
Oh, okay, they don't tell you?
Yeah, they don't tell you. So the entire time, like, is it this professor or is it that professor? Is it this, that, blah, blah, blah. And the werewolf is killing girls in the school.
Oh.
And, yeah, and they're trying to figure out who did it. It's not that good, but it's in my box set, so I watched it.
Yeah. What'd you give it?
I gave it... a 4 out of 10. The cat sat on my list.
the next movie I watched, you watched also, but you watched it, I know, later in the month.
Yeah, but we can do it now.
It was called The Pact, which is the P-A-C-T, not P-A-K. P-A-C-T as in like a pact you create between two people, not P-A-C-K-E-D. But this is actually, I think...
Pact with a T is the easiest way to say that.
Yeah. This is probably one of the newer movies I had on my list. Nope, actually, I only watched 3 this month from 2012, so...
So this is on Scott's list, and I wanted to watch it because I heard good things about it.
Yeah. It's a newer one. It was on, like, it's on Netflix. That's how I saw it. But it seemed really kind of campy and shitty at first. It starts with a girl who is probably what, nerd? The problem with that movie, though, is it made them, like, the actors, I think, played characters that were 10 years younger than themselves, it felt like. Because I think the kids were supposed to be the maybe early, mid-20s.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyways, the girl, the starts with a girl who's, like, helping, you find out that, like, through conversations and stuff, that her mother died. And she's trying to call her sister and be like, hey... come over, help clean up some mom's stuff. We can just get this house. We sell it. A lot of shit happened here. So, like, they hid at, like, a lot of, like, abuse and stuff like that when they're a kid. But the mother was, like, really holy. and the sisters have a fight over the phone and stuff, but the first sister was not good at acting.
Mm-mm.
But anyways, what happens is the girl just, like, the sister, the other sister, who ends up becoming the main character, she goes to call her sister who, oh, Jesus Christ, I should have names. I should have had the names written down or something. But the younger sister was like, hey, fine, I guess I'll come over and help out.
I didn't write anything.
Oh, she's like, I'll come help out. I'll help you out, I guess. And she shows up, and her older sister is just gone. Like, she has no idea where she is, which now she has to take care of, you know, her older sister's kid, which is her, you know. Oh, was it a girl or a boy? Girl? I think it was a girl. Her niece.
I'm pretty sure it was a girl.
But then, like, a lot of weird shit starts happening in the house where it's legit haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like, it's not like, oh, is it haunted? It's, like, weird shit happens, like, one of the first times. She's like, no, no, I'm out of this house. I'm fucking out of here. Which is actually kind of refreshing for a horror movie. It's not like, this'll pass. She gets grabbed, and she's like, fuck this. I'm not stepping a foot in that house. You know? But then, yeah, eventually, you know, the movie turns into her trying to figure out what is happening, because then eventually her cousin disappears as well into the house, and she's trying to figure out why these people are, where they're going, what's going on, and like, and just trying to figure out what the ghost is trying to tell her. It has some pretty creepy moments.
Yeah. I don't want to say much about the end of the movie.
Yeah.
But there's like one scene, this isn't spoiling too much, but there's a scene where they use a Ouija board.
She makes a Ouija board out of, like,
she just writes it on the floor.
Yeah, she writes it on the floor.
But that scene, oh my god, that was creepy. I was like, what is happening? What is going on? And that was, like, that was one of the scariest scenes.
It's a cool reveal for, like, the last, like, 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, the last 10 minutes are really good.
But even, like, the parts where she sees the visions and stuff, like, in the hotel room, and then, like, when she's in the living room and you just look over and, like, the ghost is just standing there, like, with fucking, like, head off and stuff, like, that creeped me out a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it actually had some...
They had some creepy reveals of ghosts and stuff like that, that, yeah, it was pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Where's my...
I mean, Grant, a lot of people give it a lot of crap, but I personally thought it had some cool suspense, and it had, I don't want to say a fun feel to it, but it had, like, you know, sometimes when you just sit down and just the atmosphere of the movie is entertaining just in itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it felt to me. Like, you could just sit down and watch it without being bored, because I don't know, just something about the world and setting that it was in was easy to watch, if that makes any sense.
So I gave it a 6.5.
I gave it an 8.
Yeah. And I'm going to try to figure out how to do this, because I watched the sequel.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that good, but I can't describe it without ruining the first one.
Well, here's what we'll do. We'll have a little...
Because, I mean, I don't care that I ruined the second one, but I don't want to ruin the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, because it builds it up too. Like, I don't know.
But anyway,
if you want to see that movie, check it out. Maybe pause this podcast and then, like, check it out. Otherwise, unless you don't care about a spoiler, Jason will kind of give the...
I'm going to try to review the second movie without any spoilers of the first.
Okay.
Because
it is a direct sequel. It's not like it's...
Right. It's a direct sequel, but the cast... There's a couple characters that come back, but for the most part, you're following whole different characters. Like, there's a... boyfriend and girlfriend that are living together, and there's like a serial killer on the loose, and the boyfriend is a cop and the girlfriend is a crime scene cleanup lady.
Okay.
And there's like multiple murders and stuff like that, and the FBI is involved because
it's a serial killing.
Because it's a serial killing. Well, the FBI is involved because they happen to be there because of the first movie.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, well, since I'm already here, I might as well investigate the serial killing. So then the FBI, like, basically starts thinking that one of those two did it. you know, the cop or the girl or whatever. And, yeah, it just kind of goes downhill from there. There's, like, I'm very disappointed because the first one, the ghost stuff, was really creepy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple ghost scenes, but, like, the ghost aspect of this movie is, like, out the window. It, like, happens a couple times,
mm-hmm.
but then the person wakes up. And you're like, oh, so it really wasn't a ghost. It was a dream that a ghost was in.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, the same kind of feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, I don't know. And they left it open for another,
yeah,
like, a cliffhanger ending type thing. So it's like,
also, if you're
kind of like the first one was open to a cliffhanger ending, even though not
I
really.
Didn't, yeah, it didn't really answer a lot of questions, but at the same time, it was nice because it let you decide, like, because people are like, what was the pact?
Yeah, I don't know why it's called The Pact. But, I still don't. I watched both movies.
But then, like, there's, like, a lot of, you know...
You can assume that this is why it's called that, but I don't...
Yeah. You know, but...
Because then it's, like, I understand then the sequel is called that because it's a sequel.
Yeah, Pact 2.
You know, it's not anything to do... I don't know. It was... I mean, it wasn't horrible. I just wouldn't recommend it to anybody. It was... I mean, for my aspect, would I watch it again? No, but... Would I watch it again for the first time? Probably, if that makes sense. Like,
it's not worth watching.
I watched the first one.
Your curiosity was.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see where the second one would go. I gave it a 5. The second one I gave a 5.
Okay.
So it's like right on the fence of good, bad.
Yeah.
But yeah. They were both on Netflix, so that's why I watched them back to back. But yeah, as far as the second one being a horror movie, I don't know. Serial killing can be scary, but it's not as scary as ghost stuff or unexplained stuff that the first one had.
That's why I like ghost stuff, because in the movies, I mean, I'm sure in real life it's not as easy as the movies, but ghosts, you're like, I don't know how to stop this from happening. Serial killers, like, well, if he gets killed, there's a good chance you're going to be fine, unless there's a copycat or whatever. But it's like, in a movie, like, we're haunted by a demon. How do you get rid of it? I don't know. You know, it's stuff like that.
So the next movie I watched in my box set of movies was Silent Night, Bloody Night.
Me too.
Silent Night, Bloody Night.
That is also on my list. This is the third movie of the month on my list.
Yeah. Oh, this was on your list.
Yeah.
You saw it before, though.
I did. But I put it on there. It was one I saw before, but I watched it in college when I was drinking, so I don't remember much at all.
I have a hard time remembering what... I watched it this month, and I already forgot what... this month of January podcast.
Oh, shit.
Silent Night, Bloody Night. There's like, a mansion.
Well, the thing is, a majority of the movie is mentioned, is, like, explained in the first, like, 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
And then the story kind of just unfolds from there, and then the last 2 minutes of the movie explain the rest of it. So it's like, it really has, like, the bookends tell more of the story than the movie itself.
Yeah, because it was like, the beginning was interesting, the middle part was really kind of boring until, like...
Until you, like, started learning more about...
Yeah. What was it? Like, someone died?
There's this man who lived in this house way out in the woods... and he was rich, very big mansion. And then one day he came out of the house just burning and on fire. And then he died. And then the house just stayed closed up. And he's like, and his will said, like, don't sell to anybody or anything. And eventually they ended up tracking down, like, a long lost relative or whatever of the guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, here you go.
Like, I don't give a shit. Yeah, I'm like, going to sell it.
Yeah. He's like, I don't give a shit. And then finally he puts it on the market. And around the same time, a person breaks out of a mental institution, and you're like, "Well, these two stories go hand in hand."
do actually.
Kind of, yeah. And then it just kind of goes from there, where
the person that escaped out of the mental institution for some reason doesn't want them to sell the house or something, right? I don't remember.
I wasn't really entirely sure if. Because you don't see who the person is that comes out of the mental institution. So, like, I wasn't really entirely sure who it technically was.
Okay. I have horrible...
But I'm sure they, like, because unfortunately to me, I don't want to be racist, but everyone in that movie looked the same to me. I mean, they're all white.
Yeah, all crazy people look the same to me.
I'm like, this is made in the 70s, so it's like, it just, there's not, it didn't seem like they had dynamic enough characters, like facial looks. Yeah. But anyways, so when this, like, the one guy's like, oh, I'm going to buy this house and some of that, so that he goes up there, and then people that are going to the house start dying, and the person who is killing these people, like, phones the police and says, hey, guess what? I'm here at the house. These people are dead. Come get some, technically. And then it's like, wait, who is this? Like, what's going on? And then it wraps up pretty cool. Like, I thought
the ending was really good. I liked the ending.
Yeah, like I said, the story in itself, like, probably 50% of the movie, I was sitting there going, all right, what next? What's going to happen, please? But, I mean, overall, like, once you figure out the whole, like, plot, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I still only gave it a 6.
I gave it a 5.
Okay.
Because the middle part dragged down a little bit.
Yeah.
The ending was good, but I gave it a 5 because, like I said, it's right on the fence.
Yeah.
Of good and bad. Like, the middle part was kind of boring, I thought. But, yeah, the end part, when they started doing the reveal of why all this stuff is happening. Yeah,
what's the history behind of... Yeah.
Yeah.
The next movie I watched, also on my list...
Oh yeah, I said 5.
Never mind. Is a movie called Stakeland. STAKE.
This is on your list?
Yeah.
Stakeland?
Stakeland.
Is it about cows?
No.
Ghost cows?
A-K-E. A-K-E, like, steak.
Vampires.
Like, yeah. You said it like you're reading it, but I didn't, it's not on there. Stakeland, it's...
Snakeland?
Stakeland.
Snakes.
It's kind of... I know, I'm like, the picture, the cover, and then the name, like, this is dumb. But I still had my mind open. It is...
It's on the list.
Yeah.
So it's got to be good.
It reminds me of a serious version of Zombieland, but instead of zombies, it's vampires. So, this kid, at the very beginning, his family just gets killed by a vampire. Just, like, gets slaughtered by a vampire. And this guy just comes out, he's like, and then, like, just kills the vampires. He's like, kid, you gotta come with me. So, like, he trains him how to fight and, like, stuff like that. But... the guy's just trying to basically go head north because, you know, like in almost any apocalyptic type movie, there is a place that a safe haven type thing. Yeah. Right? Like if we head north to Canada or head to here, you know. So him and this kid, they end up, heading north, and they come across like numerous people, like, you know, in any apocalyptic type story where they're not the villain. But they're almost worse than the villain because they're like, hey, free reign on anything because the world is fucked.
Mm-hmm.
So they come across this group of people that their religion is believing that the vampires are better than us. Like the god, like the vampire god or whatever is like, he caused this to happen. And if we become vampires, that's our true nature. This is what should happen type thing.
Like True Blood,
but cooler. Like, but good. But yeah, they end up saving this one woman who's like a nun and shit like that. And you know, it's like it's a pretty kind of generic ish type story. But I think the coolest part, the part that kind of just made me go, oh damn, this is a different type of movie. When they get to this city, they get to this city where it's like it's basically. They have walls. Excuse me, fires. They get to this city that basically has walls. Like, you get inside, you turn your weapons in at the door and stuff, and it's, like, mm-hmm. a safe town. But they pissed off that group, that vampire cult thing. So, in the middle of, like, them having a celebration-type night and dancing and stuff, they come with helicopters and drop vampires onto them, and they're just ripping the town apart. I'm like,
Jesus.
Holy fuck, that was actually pretty cool. That's, like, badass. Like, they just, like, you know what? Fuck you guys. You pissed us off. Here. Then, like,
just drop them.
And just people are just getting shredded. But yeah, it's that kind of, it's like, it's that kind of apocalyptic movie where men, you know, and they're just trying to survive and what goes on with that. But, yeah, it's...
How long ago was that made?
2010.
Oh, wow. It's fairly recent.
Though. Yeah. But I it was good. It was pretty generic-ish, but at the same time, it had some cool things here and there. But I gave it a 7. So, yeah, that was...
I'm, like, jumping all over my list.
I'm going... Yeah, because I watched movies with you.
Yeah.
What's your next one?
The next one I watched was Don't Look in the Basement.
Okay.
Which is kind of funny because I watched it right after that other one.
Dormitory one?
No, right after Silent Night, Bloody Night.
Oh.
Because they're both about crazy people.
Yeah.
But they're kind of different. So basically, Don't Look in the Basement, which is on my in my box set, was about this mental institution where... they kind of let the patients walk around freely in the house. And they're trying to, like, make them better people. Like...
Like,
I don't know. Like a rehab type thing.
Yeah, like, make them, like, fit in.
Yeah. So, at the beginning of the movie, the guy that's in charge of the mental institution is outside, like, helping this guy. And the guy's, like, chopping down a tree and stuff like that. And you get distracted, and he ends up killing the owner of the place. So then this lady's like, oh, shit! You know, like, and everyone's, like, freaking out because, you know, the guy in charge is dead and stuff like that. And at that time, this lady comes and says, hey, I'm the new nurse that got hired here. And the other nurse is like, we weren't hiring anybody else. She's like, yeah, I quit my other job to come here to help out at this place. And... I'm supposed to be working here starting today. Where's the owner? Well, he's kind of dead. So you do need help then. So she basically convinces the other lady to start instantly. And there's like inside the house, there's like a sex crazed maniac and all these different crazy people. And there's a guy who comes to fix the electrical, and the crazy people are just around the house and people are getting killed. And It's just weird. I don't know how to explain it, but and there's a little bit of a twist at the end. The name "Don't Look in the Basement" is kind of a dumb name for it.
Yeah,
I think the first body they found was in the basement, and that's why it's called that.
Yeah.
Well, aside from the owner who got killed outside, but I don't know what else to say. You saw that movie?
Oh, at the same time I saw Silent Night, Bloody Night the first time.
Oh, okay.
This was, like, 12 years ago.
Okay. I gave it a 6 out of 10. It was good. It wasn't super amazing, but there were some interesting parts about it. It was like, I don't know, the crazy people were crazy. It was insane.
Ah, nice. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Nice pun. Speaking of insane... No, I'm just kidding.
I got 4 movies left.
Yeah, I do too. And the next one we watch together.
Okay, before that then, I'll do my... Because I watched another movie before that.
Okay.
Because Alan Rickman passed away.
Yeah.
This in January. And everyone was saying how awesome Galaxy Quest was. And I've never saw Galaxy Quest. So I figured it seemed appropriate that I would watch it on the day of his passing.
It wasn't on the day of, but it was close. The day we found out... I think.
Oh, yeah, because I think he passed away on a Sunday or something like that.
I don't remember.
But either way, that like maybe a day later. No, because I think I was off the day that... I don't know. Anyway, I watched it. If you haven't seen Galaxy Quest, it's basically a spoof of Star Trek in a way. It's like all these guys that are going to comic book conventions and stuff. They were in a sci-fi TV series similar to Star Trek. So they just make guest appearances, sign autographs and stuff like that, dress up as the characters and say their catchphrases and stuff like that. The fans love it. And during one of the conventions, these guys come up and are dressed as aliens, and they say, hey, you want to come help us at this, da, 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 and he's like, oh, you're the guys who hired us for a private party. So then he goes, and it turns out they're real aliens, and they end up fighting other aliens, even though they know nothing about space travel, and the aliens that hired them, or whatever brought them along, based all of their spaceships and all their technology off of the TV show.
Oh, jeez.
So, like, yeah, because these are actual documents, because they apparently don't know what fiction is.
Mm-hmm.
So they believed them as historical documents. The episodes were historical documents. So they based all of their technology and everything off of the show. So they're like...
That's pretty good show writing then, I guess.
They're like, since you guys know how to use this, you guys can help us fight these guys. And they're all like, oh, shit, we're not actual space people. But it is a pretty humorous movie.
So it's like the space version of Three Amigos. Uh-oh. The one with Martin Short and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those Three Amigos. Yeah, so they're actors, and people mistake them for their characters.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. I gave it a 6 out of 10.
All right. The next movie I watched was a movie...
We both watched.
Yeah, we both watched because... Well, this is on my list as well, and it was one of those... I'm like, I've seen this before numerous times, but I tossed on my list because I recently bought a Blu-ray of the second and third movie. So I'm like, screw it. Poltergeist.
Yeah.
I tossed Poltergeist on my list.
Which I didn't realize Steven Spielberg wrote.
Yeah.
I was like, I knew he directed it, but I didn't realize he wrote it.
Now, yes, this is the original version, not the recent remake.
Which kind of had aspects of, reminded me of E.T. a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, Close Encounters of the Third Kind of thing.
Yeah. But, and the thing is, one of the coolest parts of the movie is, like, at the very reveal. End, the reveal. And when they remade the movie, they tossed that in the trailer. So I'm like, oh, so they're just basing on, hey, let's just make it scary and then just call it Poltergeist and probably toss a few of the references in there. But
yeah, I want to watch the remake to see how bad
it is. I do want to see it, but I don't think it's on Netflix yet. But anyways, the movie's about a guy who, Craig T. Nelson's character, the coach.
Coach.
He's like, he does construction. But he sells
land.
He sells like land and real estate and stuff like that. And the subdivision of a suburb type area, he sold recently. They're living in it and stuff. And suddenly, something happens where a bunch of ghosts and stuff, like basically, come through the other side into our like the human world. Basically at the pinpoint of their house. And it's really hard to describe this movie.
Well, basically, a lot of the movie is set up to show you, you know, they're a normal family.
Yeah.
All this stuff. And like weird Jaws. Weird shit starts happening, like chairs start moving automatically in the house, and the kid's watching TV in the middle of the night, and mm-hmm. Turn says, they're here.
Yeah, the classic.
The classic line. And she's like, who did you mean by they're here? And, like, they're trying to figure it out.
The people.
The people.
But the cool thing about it, though, is as opposed to horror movies where this bad thing happened. Coincidence. Ignore it. This worse thing happened. Ignore it. This even worse thing happened. Now we need to worry about it, but now it's too late. This range is, like, this is cool. This is a weird thing that's happening.
Yeah, I thought it was weird, like, oh, the chair moves automatically. So the whole day they're figuring it out. Like,
yeah.
They're drawing on the kitchen floor saying, the chair starts here. It goes here automatically.
Yeah.
Like, this is awesome. They set the kid on the floor. The kid goes flying. It's like, you don't think for one second that this is dangerous?
Yeah, it really does. It's like, they sort of realize, like, this is weird stuff's happening. But it's both, like, good and bad type stuff. But majority of the plot, the daughter ends up getting pulled into the other world, and they have to try to find a way to get her back out. And then, it has some really cool, creepy, it's not like adult scary creepy, but it's pretty creepy in the fact that when I watched this as a kid, because this movie came out in 82, so ever since I was alive, this movie has been floating around, you know? So it's like, oh, this clown thing that's trying to strangle this kid, or this tree that is eating a child, you know? And the freaking, like, I always remember the swimming pool part.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, because they're digging a swimming pool, and just, yeah, it's a cool movie if you haven't seen it. It's a classic in my mind. But I gave it an 8.5.
Yeah, I gave it a 7.5.
But yeah, I have the second and third one now. Now this is one fresh in my mind, so I remember them not being good, but I had to get it. I have about four more.
I watched Maniac.
Okay.
That was the next one I watched, was Maniac. You watched that one too. It was on your list. It was on your list, and then it sounded good, because I was looking at the box, and I was like, what is going on here? Maniac, it's Elijah Wood playing a creepy character.
And then I found out later that I believe this is a remake, so I kind of want to go back and watch the original now, too. But
it's Elijah Wood playing a creepy character who is basically a serial killer. He meets girls and scalps them.
Yeah.
Takes their hair and puts it on a mannequin. And pretends they're real. And has, like, a studio apartment full of mannequins with hair sculpts on them.
Yeah. Because his business is he restores mannequins.
Yeah.
So he just has mannequins everywhere.
So part of it is creepy because a lot of it is done first person.
Yeah. Like, I would say like 95% of the movie is first person.
If not more.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it's first person. So you're just seeing like the girl looking at you and then like the fucking cutting the head. And,
yeah.
Like,
he just grabs her hair, just slice across the forehead.
And then he has, like, issues with his mom, and...
Yeah, he has some deep-seated issues with his mom. Like, this...
It is a creepy movie.
Yeah, it's... There is so much psychological shit in this movie. Like, just...
And it's a movie, like, unlike any other movie I've seen.
Yeah.
It is very unlike anything I've seen.
But it's not bloody to the point where it's unwatchable.
Parts of it are when they're cutting the hair.
Like the girl in the parking lot with the under the that just freaks me out in general. But she gets her Achilles tendon cut.
Yeah.
Nope. But yeah, it's like Jason. Like we said, it's majority of the movie is in first person. But that moment where it, like the first moment it turns to third person, it's a heavy moment because it's like it's. There's so much symbolism because you're like, oh, this happens. And then it's like, poof, then you see him and you're like, it's like an out-of-body experience. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, shit. That means what he did in this moment is that natural for him or not natural? Like, this is like his out-of-body. Like, I looked at myself because usually when you say you have an out-of-body experience, like, I was looking at myself. I'm like, this isn't me. And it's like, yeah, it's, oh, God, it's a heavy movie.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I did, too.
I gave it an 8.
Me too.
Yeah. If you never heard of it and like horror movies, I highly recommend it. It's a creepy one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one other movie.
I have three more. then the movie I watched after Poltergeist is a movie I had it on my Netflix queue for a while, but then I was like, well, it's on this list, so now I can finally watch it. I mean, not finally watch it, but have a real good reason to watch it. It's called American Mary. And if you ever watched the Ginger Snaps movies, she was Ginger.
Okay.
She was also in, like, Freddy vs. Jason. She was a girl with a baseball hat. Yeah. Anyways. So it's a girl going through med school. I think I see a trend so far. There's, like, three movies I've seen that people are in med school. But... she is going through med school, and she's really good at what she does, but med school is expensive, and she's living by herself, and she ends up like not being able to pay a lot of bills and stuff like that. But so she decides to go, you know what? I guess I don't want to, but this is my last straw. I have to become a stripper. So she goes there. She's like, yeah, here I am. I'm here. And he's like, whoa, wow, you brought a resume. That's pretty interesting. And but it, like her resume is like med school, this and this and this, and like these internships at like at doctor's offices and stuff. But so she's like, okay, whatever. But then what happens is it like the movie just kind of takes a weird turn at this point where the owner of the strip club, like some guy who runs up to him, is like, dude, we need help, but you know, Dr. Black isn't here. He's like, and he goes, hey, girl, I'll give you, like, care much how much he says, like, I'll give you, like, $5,000 if you do what I tell you to do, no questions asked. And she's like, okay, what do you need me to do? Keep this guy alive. And they go into the basement, and there's a guy, like, just tied to a table, just being tortured.
Holy shit.
And she has to, like, just basically just heal him back up so that he doesn't die on them. So she takes the money, does it, and is like, that's fucked up. After that, this woman just comes up to her, and she's like, hey, and she's fucking creepy looking. Like, she has so much plastic surgery, she, like, her character wants to be, like, Betty Boop. So she has a weird voice, like, hi! And, like, her, like, the most, like, her face was just fake. And she's like, oh, I have a friend who needs some stuff, and I hear you're really good. And she's like, no, I'm not... I just did that one thing, and then I'm like, I just did it for money. And she's like, so eventually she ends up getting into like doing surgeries for like body modification and stuff like that, like where she just starts getting into the like, hey, I want you to give me horns and I want you to cut this and like give, you know, all these like weird things.
Yeah.
So she starts like getting into that because she's really good at it. But meanwhile, this is where the plot kicks in. And it's weird though, because like the plot just kind of jumps all over the place, but because things happen, and they have like you have like 10 minutes of this event, and you're like, how important was this? And it never comes up again. But at this point, her teacher, who has been like hounding her from the beginning of the movie, he's like, you know, you got to come to class and stuff like this. You can't. You're a bright student. I don't want you to fuck up. Well. He ends up inviting her into a party because she ends up getting her nursing certification at the hospital. So at the party, the teacher drugs her, rapes her, and like just fucking yeah. So suddenly, next thing you know, that teacher is missing, and then it just kind of goes into the like the police are trying to find him and stuff like that. And obviously, you know where he went. Because she's fucking pissed. And then it just kind of escalates to a point of crazy shit going on. And then, I don't know. It like I said, it jumped all over the place. It had some kind of cool stuff, but I don't like people being cut open. Like, I can't watch surgery type stuff.
Yeah.
And, it had some cool moments, but at the same time, it could have been better, but I gave it a 6.5. So, yeah. That one was on my list as well. So far, all the movies I've watched have been on my list. This next one, I thought was on my list, but I accidentally watched the remake and not the original. So, you're going to hear about a movie, and you're going to hear about a plot, and then whenever I get hands on this movie, it's going to be the same thing again, I think. But I watched Cat People. Not the 1942 version, but the 1988 version. With, what's his name? Malcolm McDowell?
I didn't watch it.
Clockwork Orange dude?
Oh, okay. I remember.
Malcolm McDowell, I think. Let's just say that. So at the very beginning of the movie, a girl gets off a plane or a train. She's in some sort of place. I think it's an airplane. And this Malcolm McDowell character meets her. And he's like, oh, hey, how's it going? I miss you. And you find out that they're brother and sister, but they haven't seen each other since she was 4 years old. She didn't really recognize him. And once again, this is one of those movies where up until the last maybe 10 minutes, they don't tell you anything. Majority of the movie is just you making hunches, like, hey, there's this giant cat, this is giant Black Panther that is locked up in this hotel room because it attacked a hooker. And you're like, oh no, so then the animal catchers come, they capture it, put it in the zoo, and he's just sitting there in the zoo, just pissed off. And the whole time you're like, wait, where did her brother go? Where did her brother go? You haven't seen him in days. Why isn't he at work? Why is this movie called Cat People, you know? And then, surprise, he's a cat person.
Oh.
And it just...
Where people?
So, majority of the movie is, like, it's just her looking around, walking around New Orleans, and meeting people and never wearing a bra, because that's how it was in the 80s, I guess. But it's supposed to be a sexy movie, but in the last, like, 10 minutes, you eventually learn that these people, these kinds of people...
These cat people.
What happens is, if they are ever aroused and they have sex with somebody, they turn into a panther. And the only way they can turn back into a human is by murdering somebody. Doesn't that seem like just the most generic story?
So he's in jail until he murders somebody?
Yeah. Like, so he's like, he's a panther. Yeah, so obviously, you know, whatever. But, and what's her name? The people in the movie. There's a lot of people in the movie that are popular.
Famous?
Yeah, famous. What's her name? Annette. She was the mother on Smallville, Annette O'Toole or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy from... Fuck, I can't remember names or shit. Ed Begley Jr., the guy from Arrested Development with alopecia, the hair, you know. Sit well.
Oh, that guy, well. Sorry. For some reason, I was thinking Martin Short. I'm like, what?
And then the fucking... I think one of the main guys in the movie was the dad from Home Alone, I think. But yeah... So they can't, and the whole time the girl's, like, falling in love with the guy who owns the zoo, who's the guy, I think the guy from Home Alone, but she's like, oh no, now she's torn because she wants to have sex with him, but she can't, and then she has to kill somebody. And like I said, this is, like, the last 15 minutes of the movie, of this, like, 2-hour-long movie. And, but the only way they could have sex without turning into a cat and thus having to murder is by having sex with another cat person. Yeah. Anyways.
So there's more than just a brother sister?
Yeah, I'm guessing there's more people. Well, spoiler alert, you find out it's not really her brother. He just invited her there because he knows she's a cat person. Yeah. But to go along with your Alan Rickman thing, the theme song for this movie, Cat People, was written by David Bowie.
Who also passed away,
like, within days of Alan Rickman. But I didn't care for the movie too much. I gave it... Oh, it's not written on this piece of paper. I think I gave it a 5. Yep, I gave it a 5. And then I have one movie left.
I watched Satan's School for Girls. Which, kind of, like, going back, I'm like, oh, it's kind of similar to Werewolf in the Girls' Dormitory, but not at all. Basically,
the title sounds like it would be
Satan's School for Girls. It's basically a female college of sorts, a dorm, mm-hmm. school for girls. There's a girl at the beginning of the movie who kills herself, and her sister is like, she went to kill herself. She went to commit suicide. There had to be a reason why she's dead. So she goes to the school that she was at and gets accepted into the school to try to investigate and find out why she died.
Mm-hmm.
So while she's at the school, other girls are killing themselves. And there's, like, a connection. And she's trying to figure out why these people are dying.
Mm-hmm.
And...
it's a werewolf.
No. So, like, she goes and she's like, oh, there's a place in the basement. This is where she was last seen. And, like...
These movies are, like, connecting in a way.
Yeah. Well, there was...
in the basement.
This one girl's painting, making portraits of these people, and they die. So she's like, there's a connection here. And she's like, no, I just have these visions that I should paint them. And then she's like, wait, but this is a real location. So she uses the paintings to find this place in the basement. And she starts finding a connection between all the deaths of the girls, that none of them have parents left. Like, so they're the only ones left in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, so that means someone's targeting them because they don't have families. But so if they go missing...
she's a family.
Yeah, but apparently she doesn't have parents and stuff. But then you find out that everybody in the school doesn't have a family.
Oh.
Yeah. And it turns out, it's a spoiler, but it's not because it's the title of the movie. It's a satanic cult that they are killing these girls for.
So
it's Satan that's running the school.
So, like, he must not need the money. If he's just like, hey, everyone come here, and then he just kills them.
But it was like, okay, it was interesting. They called it something else. I think it would have been a better movie, because the entire time I'm like, why is it called Satan School? Oh, because Satan owns the school. Oh, that was the twist at the end? It's not really a twist when it's the name of the movie.
Yeah, it's just like cat people, like, oh, yeah, you know he's a cat person. You know, she's probably a cat person, too. Turns out,
I gave it a 5. It was a decent movie, but like I said, it would have been better if they called it something else.
Yeah. The last movie I have, like I said, all the movies I had so far on my list, except for Cat People, which got the wrong version, and this last one, The Innocents, in a sense, like the innocent people, not the act of being innocent, but the innocents.
Innocent.
Like the numerous innocent people. And it is based on a book I read in college, which I remember the book being fucked up and not being able to discern what necessarily was going on, because it was a horror book, but at the same time, it wasn't, in a way. But anyways, swoosh. Pretend what? It's based on the book. Just give anything away. Anyways, so it's Horse and Wagon times. I don't remember what year it was. It's Horse and Wagon times. So probably like the 1800s.
Oh my goodness.
It's not like, hello, I'm from... It's 1862. They're kind of British too. Not that British, but...
Railroad times.
Horse and buggy times. I did not see any cars in the movie. But it starts off with a woman applying to be a governess? Shit, what is it? Like, you know how
how you ask me these questions and I haven't seen the movie.
Just in general, like, you have the maid and then, like, and the who, like, cleans the place and, like, in these big mansions. But there's a specific woman they would hire to teach and take care of the kids. I want to say it's a governess.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like in Sound of Music, that character who does things. Julie Andrews.
I don't hear anybody saying the answer.
No one's why answer me, guys? Where's my emails? Anyways, so let's just say governess. She's hired because the previous one died. And
this is a horror movie?
Yeah.
So you are watching horror movies, and then to take a break from horror movies, you watch more horror movies.
Yes.
Okay. Continue. Yes.
This governess, and at the very beginning, there's a whole, I have a book of just essays based on this story. So the lady, she takes care of the children, she's taking care of the children, but... The girl's there, and the boy is going to come back because he's away to school, but he ends up getting kicked out of school, and he's like 8 and 10. Like, they're like little kids. And she's like, why did you get kicked out? He's like, I said I made some stuff up and stuff like that. Like, he just seems like he could be a tad evil a little bit. Like, he kind of has that mindset of, like, he'll do whatever the fuck he wants. I'm not explaining this very well at all.
Can't help you.
Okay. Anyways, so she's taking care of these children, and suddenly, every once in a while, she'll see a person, like, way up in the castle, like, on the walls, on the roof, and she's like, who is that? And like, what? We don't see anybody. There's no one up there. And she starts hearing things and seeing things, like, the house is, like, this big house is haunted, because the house is so big that they have, like, hallways, just doors locked up, because there's no use for them, because the house is so big. And there's so many rooms, so like they just like end up locking a bunch of rooms up because no one else is there. So it's like, other than the cleaning crew and the cook and all this stuff, there's no one else in the house. So she keeps seeing this man that she has no idea who he is. And then by the lake, she always sees this woman like in the water, like standing within the reeds, and it's fucking creepy. And she's like trying to figure out who they are. And she's going into this whole story, like, she's figuring out, like, it's this and this and this, and no one else is seeing it. Like, no, you're crazy. Like, you're just making shit up. And she's like, no, I see it. And, like, but all the proof that she has, like, no one, like no, this, like, it's so it eventually turns into a, is this house haunted, or is she losing her mind? Like, it's not, like last year we watched The Canal, and it was kind of like that, but this is more so, like, what is it? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, is she straight up losing her mind? Is she going crazy? Or is this place haunted? And, like, and you find out the story of, like, what, you know, who the people are and stuff, and the way the movie fucking just ends, you're like, what happened? And then credits. You're like, wait, what the fuck? And I want to go back and read the book, but I'm pretty sure I remember the book ending the same way. Because it's like, oh, this happens, blah, blah, blah. But it's a pretty cool movie. It was made in 1961. So it was like, oh, it's black and white. But like, I watched the Criterion Collection, and it's nice. It's pretty sharp. But I don't know. I liked it. It was cool. I gave it an 8.
Nice.
But, yeah, so I watched 9 movies this month. 8 were from my list. The best movie I saw was Poltergeist at 8.5. The worst I saw was Cat People at 5.
Yeah, I watched 9. 4 were on my list. And then 3 of them were on yours. The worst movie I watched was Werewolf in a Girl's Dormitory, which was on my box set, And then the best movie I watched was Maniac, which was on your list.
So if you want us to watch any movies, if you want to recommend any movies, email me at stuffbyscott@gmail.com, which is stuffbyscott at gmail.com. Oh, God, the hiccups now.
Wrap it up.
So, and also, if you watch any movies and you're like, hey, this is what my thoughts are, or this is, you know, what you're wrong about, or whatever.
You'd be like, I watched the pack too, and this is why it's better than the first.
Yeah, or like, I watched the Satan's School for Werewolves in the Dormitory. I didn't see that coming.
Satan's Werewolf Dormitory.
In the basement. Yeah, just
in the basement of Satan's Dormitory.
Which was on a silent night. Just shoot an email and tell us what you think. Other than that,
that's a wrap.